Coming on late now, Willsby the score! Feeding the puck to the blue line, and the Predators tie it up in the 4-on-4.
The great call of the voice of the Preds, Pete Weber, who joins us now on the program. Chasing Big Joe live at Bridgestone Arena as the Predators have been playing some pretty good hockey as of late.
Just 9 out of 13 is all.
I know, right? And then they take Saturday and Sunday a back-to-back against Toronto and the New York Rangers.
Somebody, one of my friends from Toronto, not Joe Bowen, the voice of the Leafs, but sent me this message. What do the Toronto Maple Leafs have in common with the Titanic?
Are they sinking?
They're both on the bottom of the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. But look, this team, I know.
I was not expecting that.
Pete's a comedian. This team is playing, as you and I have talked about on the pregame show, with confidence, and it just seems to be growing and growing and growing with each passing game. And, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of hiccups here and there against some of these really, really good teams. But even against them in losses, you're seeing them play well.
We are seeing that. We're seeing, I'm not going to say a swagger or a cockiness, but a confidence coming back into this lineup. And that even includes a guy who should be overly confident, like Steven Stamkos, who is nearing 600 career goals in his whole career. He has been a real rebirth, I think, over the course of the last 10 days or so. Didn't hurt having a four-goal game against the St. Louis Blues.
Not at all.
But, I mean, and then getting that what proved to be the game-winning goal, the empty net last night, he has been playing very well. But the guy who has been most consistent is the guy that people always seem to overlook, and that's Ryan O'Reilly.
Factor.
Yeah, he has been a factor, to be certain, in virtually every game.
Well, we kind of knew – sorry, Joe. We knew this was probably going to happen at some point, but you look at guys like Philip Forsberg and Steven Stamkos that go from single-digit goals to Phillips pushing 20 at 16 after having a hat trick, and then Stamkos at 14 – I mean, that's what they need, though. They need those guys to produce.
Exactly. Your best players are supposed to be producing as your best players are expected to do. So that's what's going on. And there are some people who are leaving the building right now that just are taking off on the road. I don't know what we're going to do without them.
I know.
we shall go on. You know, it's funny, Pete. I watched the team. I watched Saturday night's game. I was here last night in the building.
Yeah, I spoke with you.
They're having fun.
Yes.
I mean, they are having fun, and I was like, all right, they're having fun. That means things are going well, and that to me is a barometer of, like, how things are changing, you're winning games, and just keep having fun.
Earlier in the season, I'm going to say, like, let's go back before Thanksgiving. I felt like I heard one tune going over and over in my mind, Volga Boatmen, you know, that drudgery that you're approaching things, and no longer is that the case.
Say that word again.
Volga Boatmen. It's you've heard that. It's in old movies. Da 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 da.
Da, da it sounds like da, some lady da, I picked up in New York City a long time ago. Right?
You know, no. She texted me yesterday.
Said, "Where is this Joe guy going on?" Now they go on the road. And they haven't been out west, right?
Correct.
In a long time. So we'll find a lot about this hockey team. You know, Barry Trotz always told us that he loves these long road trips because it's us against the world.
Yes, seven games away before coming back on January 8th against the New York Islanders. So it's just going to look like all the Predators doing is staying home and hosting New York teams. No, there's a few other matchups coming in between.
They'll play tomorrow night in Minnesota and then have the mandatory holiday break for 3 days. The roster freeze, I think, goes into effect tonight or last night.
It went in last night,
So
what does that mean?
You can't trade anybody for a week.
Oh, okay.
Which is
or
a good,
move anybody up and down.
Yeah, which is a cool – so the roster is set. Barring an injury. I think there is
the injury proviso is there.
Okay. Yeah. So the roster is set for a week, and they'll play tomorrow night against Minnesota, which is a John Hines coach team that has played well, but obviously got a lot better with the addition of Quinn Hughes.
Did they ever? When that trade came down, I thought, first of all, the day before's trade between Edmonton and Pittsburgh was going to be the trade at least before the holiday. Oh, no. The Minnesota Wild went for it, and they took a big swing, and they got a great, great player back and gave up three good young ones.
Well, I mean, that's – I still think there's a little – edge to John Hines?
Oh, yes.
When the Preds come to town, right? I mean, it would be for me. I'd still be like, I'm going to show this franchise that they made the wrong move.
Just like Peter Laviolette had it there for a while. So that's to be certain. And, of course, it was John Hines brought in to replace Peter Laviolette after the outdoor game in Dallas.
What was it like calling Stamkos's four-goal game? Because he almost had that fifth goal that barely missed going in. Hat tricks for an announcer don't fall in your lap. Home team, the team you're calling, in your lap all the time, do they?
No, they don't. And including the first hat trick in Predators history was in Chicago. And because the public address announcer there was challenged with Predators' names, it sounded like there were three different goal scorers. They were all Rob Valasevic. But Rob Velisevic, Rob Velsevic, and Crispy was having a coffee spit take after every announcement after those goals. But yeah, the hat tricks are very, very special, and a four goal game. I mean, people remember that there was also Rocco Grimaldi had a four goal game in
That's
Predators
right.
history.
He named his sticks.
Yes, he had special names for each of them. They're usually all female names. And none of them involved his wife Abby's name going down after that. And then there was Eric Nystrom, who had the four-goal game in Calgary, which the Predators lost an extra time.
Was Grimaldi's hat trick here?
Yes.
Okay. What was the record David Legwon had against the Rangers? The quickest?
He was the first one to score an overtime penalty shot goal.
Okay.
And that was just before the Christmas break in, I think, 02.
Yeah. That's pretty. It's a good honor, right?
I mean, yes, it is. That was the same night he broke the remote camera up above the goal. a deflection of his went up there, and what we saw on the air—they played the video back for us later—was just the camera breaking up.
Oh yeah, okay. Speaking of the Rangers, you know they were here last night. I still remember Gretzky's four-point game back in was that March of '99? Five-point game.
The building record, and he almost didn't do that. You want to know why?
Why?
Our security guard downstairs didn't think he was a player. He didn't have his NHL player identification on him, and he wasn't going to be let in.
Give that guy a raise.
I know, right? Yes. That could have worked out well.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Why was Gretzky not with the team coming in?
He was with the team, but he just didn't have his ID card on him. And they were being very, shall we say, sticklers for
Thorough.
Things.
Yeah. Was it March of 99? I think it was.
Yeah,
it was towards
that was
the end
last
of the
year.
Season. Yes. And the building had a weird vibe. Because I felt it. I never saw Jordan play, but I'd feel like you're just like, oh, my God, that's Wayne Gretzky.
Yes. And I think there are a lot of players that felt the very same way.
Right?
I mean, Barry Trotz used to lecture the team before they played Detroit. Okay, guys, don't go out there looking for autographs. I know they got eight Hall of Famers on the lineup, but don't go asking for autographs, at least during the game.
Smart.
Pete Weber is with us. Pete, you know, obviously I want to bring up Sheila Crisp passing away. Last week, for you and your wife, Claudia, you were very close with Sheila and obviously Terry Crispy. Tough battle, tough lady, but just sad to see her go. But obviously the legacy she left behind was
very
great.
Tough to see her pass. It was very tough to see her physical decline over the course of the last number of weeks and to witness that. But, you know, every time we visited with her, she had something positive to say. Have I told you the story on the air of Terry and Sheila leaving the Spectrum in Philadelphia one night after a Flyers game?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Terry and Sheila are walking up the tunnel to the players' parking lot outside the Spectrum when Terry was playing there. And there are the young fans gathered around the alleyway, and somebody goes, "Who's that blonde with Terry Crisp?" And one of the others answered, "I think that's his wife." And that girl then said, "She's a lucky bee." So Terry said, "Come on, Lucky, let's go." And after he got kicked in a sensitive area, they continued on up to Terry's car.
Please tell
Lucky
me,
Crisp.
Please tell me you continued calling her Lucky.
I called her Lucky for quite a while. We'd show, you know, close-ups in the stands. There would be Lucky down there sitting in the stands. And Terry said, "You're going to get me killed. You're going to get me killed."
Well, the funny thing about Sheila is, and I don't know if you ever noticed this with her, is she'd speak her mind. She'd tell you what she really thought.
Yes, she would.
Whether you asked or not, she would tell you.
Right.
And, you know, I've had these moments, like, in my career – you know, with you and with Crispy of like, man, these guys know me. Like, well, the first time Sheila came up to me, she was complaining about something. I don't even remember what it was, but something about the station.
Okay.
And I'm like, Sheila Crisp knows who I am.
And which is dangerous for you.
Right. And is complaining, you know, right now, which I don't care, you know. but this is like, this is fantastic. And Crispy goes, I've heard that before. Run.
run.
But
I spoke to you one night. It was in the break room up in 300 level. Years ago, we were talking, and you walked away, and somebody came up and said, oh, my God, do you know Pete Weber? And I was like, who's Pete Weber?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Like, the guy, Pete Weber, I'm like, that was just a guy we were talking in the break room up there.
We were just shooting the bull.
So I know what Chase means. I mean, when Crispy comes by, hey, Big Joe, I'm like, how the hell does he know who I am? Yeah, so it's always an honor. Yeah. And with you, always with you too, Pete.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, we obviously thinking about Crispy and his family right now, and I know, again, you and Claudia have been there for him and a lot, so many people, and I think that's what's so tremendous.
We're just part of a legion of people who have surrounded Terry and Sheila and the family, and what was excellent was that all three of their children were here in town when Sheila passed, and I think that was quite important.
Yeah. Well, Pete, enjoy today. I know you're going to be watching the press conference with
Hold
Coach
up, before he goes. Yeah, we got some Notre Dame news. What was the Notre Dame news?
At least they failed to initially renew the schedule with USC.
Come on.
Yep. And so they're instead, we're going to have new T-shirts, Joe. They've got a new series they're just announcing with BYU.
Oh, no.
So it'll be Catholics versus Mormons rather than Catholics versus convicts from the Miami.
That's right.
There you go.
Oh, man, they played for...
Since 1926.
Well, 100 years, according to my math. Yes. Yeah. That's terrible.
It is.
Oh, man.
But evidently, there is a chance an opening comes up in 27 that they can resume.
Okay. Well, maybe just a year off.
Yeah.
So we'll then get it going again. Pete, terrible. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much,
appreciate
guys.
It. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Now, this is, I know, a potentially incriminating question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping's done?
Haven't even begun.
Mine is done, actually.
Congratulations, Chase. Yeah. And Joe?
There's a Walgreens near my house.
A man after my heart.
That's right.
That's what he and Peter LaViolette talked about. That's how they bonded.
We did. We bonded about – I asked the same question to Peter LaViolette years ago, and he's like, there's a Walgreens by my house. That was the joke. So I always say there's a Walgreens by my house.
But it was a big Walgreens by Lavi's house.
It was very big Walgreens.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Pete. Pete Weber, voice of the president. Again, the Nick Saban press conference will be at 1 o'clock today. You can hear it right here on 102.5 The Game.